But first, joining me with the latest news headlines is Annie Haswell. Hi, Annie.
Hi, Sarah. Worldwide, looking at COVID cases, there are 179 million cases now with 3.89 million deaths. Here in Australia, numbers remain reasonably stable, but in New South Wales, another 11 cases have been reported today, taking the number related to the Bondi cluster to 49. State Premier Gladys Berejiklian told reporters today it was the scariest period New South Wales has gone through since the pandemic started. There's still no move, though, to implement any further restrictions, with Berejiklian saying that as long as people do the right thing, she's confident that the settings are appropriate. Meanwhile, Victoria has upgraded Greater Sydney to a red zone, with travellers now required to quarantine if they enter Victoria, after a man in his 60s who was in Sydney returned to Melbourne before testing positive to COVID.
And voluntary assisted dying has passed the final hurdle in South Australia.
Yes, South Australia today becomes the fourth state in the nation to pass legislation on voluntary assisted dying as it's passed through a final vote in the Legislative Council. The legislation is modelled on the Victorian system and has over 70 safeguards in place. It was 26 years and 17 attempts in the making. The scheme's expected to be operational within 18 to 24 months.
And in Hong Kong, today marks what could be the end of the free press.
Yes, thousands of people across Hong Kong rushed to snap up the final edition of the pro-democracy newspaper Apple Daily. It closed its doors after 26 years. Hundreds of people gathered in the rain outside the newspaper's offices where a million copies were being printed. They decided to shut down after its reports were accused of breaching a national security law, leading to a freeze on company assets. The closure is seen as a blow to press freedom under the pressure of Beijing. In the early hours of the morning, newsstands across the city saw long snaking queues with people eagerly hoping to pick up the very last copy of the paper. By 10 o'clock local time, vendors had sold out, according to social media posts. The final edition was a tribute to its readers with the headline, "Hong Kongers Bid a Painful Farewell in the Rain."
And unfortunately, we always end on bad news. There's some scary details revealed in a leaked report from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change.
The report, which the IPCC has confirmed, appears to be based on the second order draft of the Working Group 2 report, which assesses impacts, adaptation and vulnerability to climate change. It was circulated for review by governments and experts, and it's damning, outlining how climate change will fundamentally reshape life on Earth in the coming decades, even if humans can tame planet-warming greenhouse gas emissions. It says climate change is likely to trigger tipping points in Earth's natural systems, prompting unlivable heat, species extinction, ecosystem collapse, more widespread disease, and much more, with these accelerating and going to become very apparent within the next 3 decades. The report says life on Earth can recover from a drastic climate shift by evolving into new species and creating new ecosystems, but, it says, humans can't. The document is due for formal release in February next year.
Thanks, Annie.
Thanks, Sarah.